1. Know your mission. Nate Pickowicks. Dear Titus, I hope this letter finds you well, brother. I was so encouraged when I heard that you were planting a church. What a marvelous and much needed task. I know these early years of church planting can be very challenging, but it is a good work that you've committed yourself to. I'm also keenly aware that this endeavor isn't just about you. Elizabeth and the kids have also been thrown into the mix. It's an all-consuming, whole-family business. At times, it can seem like your life, your family, and your household are indistinguishable from the church plant. Take heart, brother. It won't be like this forever. But I wanted to write you this letter to help you keep your focus. I've also asked several other friends to write you as well, men who have wisdom and experience with church planting, revitalization, and pastoral ministry. I pray that their letters serve both to encourage you and instruct you. Many of them have helped me throughout the years. As you may already know, I led a small team to plant Harvest Bible Church in rural New Hampshire in 2013. At the time, it was Jess and me and our young son Jack, along with three other families. In preparing to plant our church, I had gorged myself on every kind of resource I could find and soon became overwhelmed. No two books seemed to agree on methodology, and every church planting expert had their own trademarked strategy. Before we even had our first regular service, my head was so jam-packed full of formulas, values, processes, guidelines, and mandates, all coded with confusing church planting jargon that I could barely understand. Maybe you have experienced this. Even today, there seems to be an endless stream of church planting resources. Everything from articles and books to conferences to entire ministries, all devoted to multiplying churches around the globe. I remember thinking, I knew that church planting would be difficult, but did it really have to be so confusing? In God's providence, I had done a fair amount of personal study in the book of Titus and had grown attached to it. Every time I put down a church planting book exhausted, I took up reading Titus and found refreshment. One commentary I read on the short epistle called it an apostolic manual for church planting. The author noted that it is a blueprint for planting and building churches that will survive and thrive for the glory of God. More than a decade into our church plant, I still couldn't agree more. Far above any other resource